Alan Lai is the founder and CEO of Profile Print, a Singapore-based agri-food tech company that has developed a rapid AI food analyzer. Profile Print can rapidly authenticate, identify alteration, and predict taste profiles for tea blending. The platform uses a proprietary machine learning algorithm, sensors, and chemometrics to produce a digital profile of samples of any plant-based product. The initial focus is tea, coffee, cocoa, rice, grains, spices, and traditional Chinese medicine, products prone to counterfeit varieties and other scams. An aeronautical engineer by training, Alan spent the early part of his career in the United Kingdom, China, and Singapore, working in the areas of private equity investment and technology. Thanks so much for joining us on our podcast. We appreciate your taking the time to talk to our listeners about Profile Print and the exciting work you guys are doing in Singapore.
My pleasure. Thanks, Ben, for inviting me.
How can the tea industry use your technology?
Our focus was a lot on the tea industry to begin with. What we saw was that there was a lot of inefficiencies in the current supply chain. So starting, of course, from the growers, whenever they produce good quality products, they are typically not given the price that is based on quality, but often today is based on purely quantity. That then, of course, allow middlemen to then up price, arbitrage, and make quite good money over the consumers. This part can be now potentially better addressed by having a better way to assess quality, firstly, more objectively, and secondly, more rapidly, meaning you do not send it to a lab, it's not onerous, and you do not need expertise to be able to do that. But yet, at the other hand, we are not going to take away the potential value add that middlemen are adding. Don't underestimate the value that the middlemen are adding into the supply chain. They are the one that's coordinating the sales. They are adding values in terms of shipping, they're clearing custom, and they are the one who identify where the market is. So they must continue to maintain that competitive edge over other traders, other middlemen. So what our technology does is, while at one time we are able to help the quality of the ingredients be better assessed, yet at the same time, this value is kept private for the user. We're not opening up to the level where everybody can see exactly the quality. We increase more efficiency, yet at the same time without removing away the value add for the middlemen who are adding into the system that's necessary for the industry.
How does it work?
When you have tea leaves, you take a quick scan that takes a few seconds, you get the molecular signature that does not correspond to anything meaningful. They look like just data points. Now, these data points then goes into the artificial intelligence model. That models being trained will then be able to identify and give insights to what quality, based on user requirement, or whether this correspond more to a certain type of tea rather than other teas, or even potentially origin of tea. Sensor technology, this rapid, non-destructive, together with artificial intelligence methodologies that allow us to pick up a molecular signature of ingredient each time, every time, within seconds. Users using a mobile phone or laptop will be able to access the information anywhere, anytime.
Initially, you teach the machine to recognize profiles viewed conventionally as high-quality, award-winning tea. Tea makers can also calibrate the model based on samples to confirm that the finished teas they are making meet their unique preferences. And blenders can use this model to achieve consistency.
Yep, exactly. So that's one of the use cases that you can imagine. If you define, let's say, 10 parameters to be what is essentially important to define that tea, then you can then use these parameters to build and train the model to identify, to now become customizable. Meaning that if I am a low-value tea trader and I don't really understand what the market really needs, I would then logically not be able to pick up the key criteria to assess that fingerprint to make it useful. So value add comes from the expertise of the user. So the more value add that you bring to train it, the more value get out of the model for you to assess the quality for your clients.
Every tea maker has a distinctive way of manipulating the gifts of the terroir on their choice of varietals and pluck. It strikes me that during processing, a tea maker is composing a masterpiece of molecules by enhancing the intensity of aromatics, for example, roasting to add mouthfeel, or diluting tannins to achieve a specific style and taste.
Totally, and I think this is exactly a sweet spot for us. Human processing creates a unique signature. And because of that, that becomes important characteristics, because someone who is a master in achieving a certain taste profile will be able to consistently create that signature that profile brain is able to recognize. Now, someone else who uses the same origin, who may have the same molecular signature but we produce in a suboptimal way, will naturally have a different molecular signature. Now, that becomes then a way for us to lock in that signature and to be able to re-identify that specific master's quality along the way, provided that it is indeed uniquely different and is consistently different.
Creating a consistent quality style is the actual definition of a master, right?
And I totally agree with your analogy with it's a masterpiece that's now able to be more objectively identified through the molecules, so that you are able to know whether the fermentation creates that unique characteristics that's now being able to pick up a profile print to tell them that this is still within that range of the consistency of the quality that the consumers are willing to pay that kind of price for. Where we come in from is democratizing expertise into AI models, such that even a farmer who is not an expert in grading but an expert in making the tea will now be able to assess straight away the profile, so that you can let your potential wholesaler know the profile of that quality even before you ship the samples over for him to see, to touch, and to taste. And that's becoming more and more important really because of the world of digitalization, where traveling itself is a huge cost, whether is it due to COVID or whether is it due to more carbon that you are emitting in the environment. You effectively now do not need to go through the process of sending samples, tasting, confirming the taste, asking again and again before you confirm an order.